I thought, we're the most dedicated servants of God in the world. Verse 41. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which made a farthing. The units of measure, I never get into that stuff much, and I'm not going to get into it now. Not much, right? Just a little bit of money, obviously. And he called unto them his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say to you that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury, all of them combined. And for all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. She cast in her whole life, her livelihood, that which she needed to live, she cast into the treasury. And from this scripture, men have used, you know, it's funny, men have used this scripture to do the very deed Jesus said they would be damned for robbing widows. Dear widow, you need to make that house payment. Give me everything you have. And I promise you, God will give you back even more. What? Who knows why she was giving it? You know, do you think she was giving it to get more money? Is that what you think? Maybe she was giving it because her only son had gone astray. God, bring him back to righteousness. Who do you know? What do we know? What was she seeking? But the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace in the Holy Ghost. It is not in money, in earnings. You know how many times I get emails from people saying, because I listen to such and such a teacher, my life is improved. My life is getting better. That's what people look for. They want out of their religion that the life should get better. The things should improve in their life. I feel the same pressure because I don't want to be always in want. It's contrary to human nature to just want to always be in want. But maybe that's what God wants us to subject ourselves to. For the kingdom of heaven's sake. For the kingdom of heaven's sake, it's worth it. To suffer the want of all things. I always think to myself, and I'll tell you, the spirit that comes on me as I say, it's like, oh, but Lord, the time. It's like, let it be some other time. I'm like, I've got children. Let me not suffer want now. Let me suffer it when they're old. And they're just grandchildren. Is there any good time to serve God? Is there any convenient time to serve the Lord? When our life can truly be put on hold? You always think a little later. When the time comes, then I'll offer my life to God. After I'm finished with my covetousness. Is that what we look to God for, to improve our life? Don't you know that it is given us on behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but to suffer for his name's sake? Philippians chapter 1, last 2 or 3 verses there, is where you'll find that scripture. It is given to us to suffer for his name's sake. That's been given to you. That's God's present. I give you a present, suffering. I give you a present, persecutions. But I don't want that present. Well, it's a good present. You sure? You want to be like Christ, don't you? See, I disagree. A lot of people want to make excuses and say, oh, you can hold on to your stuff. They all had ill-gotten gains and blah, 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 nonsense. They had much, so they held on to much. She had nothing, so she was able to let go of it all. That's why the poor are so blessed. Because it's like they got, the covetousness is just not even there. There's no room for it. Because they don't have nothing to hang on to. But what? Out of destitution, she cast in everything she had. Her whole living. Her whole life. That was her livelihood she threw in. Everything that would support and sustain her, she gave away. For something better. So when I see God improving my life is to me that sin and iniquity should flee away from me. And then righteousness should be built up and that I can be built up as a holy man in God, in Christ, into the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ. That is my life getting better. My life improving is not like, oh, I got another car, or oh, I got a better car, or oh, I got a nice this, a nice that. I don't look at that as being an improvement on my life. Though things that are necessary, we want them, we need them. If we don't get some things, we're going to die. But we ought to be ready to die and ready to lay our lives down. It's not trite. It's not just something we just say, lay your life down to gain eternal life. No, we mean it. We gotta mean it. If we don't mean it, then we're just yammering, stammering jokes. Jokes. And in many respects, American Christianity is a joke. A very bad joke. With a very sad punchline. You know what the punchline is? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. That's the punchline to the American Christian joke. Believe and walk all your life to find yourself rejected. That's going to be the punchline. You don't believe me? Wait and see. Wait and see. See what the ministers gain you. See what their preaching gets you. Give to get. Give to gain. Give to increase. Give to decrease. Give to lose. That you might gain something better. You know, give your money to gain more money. It's not the gospel. That's not the teaching of Christ. We can be blessed. We can be blessed in monies, but recognize it for what it is. That isn't the end in and of itself. It can be a curse. Because those things have brought many men down to destruction. Those things have robbed many men of their souls. You get money, it could be a blessing, but it just as easily could be a curse. That would destroy your soul, and you will lose your soul and gain the world. I pray that if I would get that kind of a blessing, that I would understand finally in my life how to handle something like that. Because I know to this point, I probably never could have handled it right. And maybe even now I can't handle it right. And that's probably why I don't have anything. And people would say that that's the point, that you would handle it correctly. And I see that. Because without some support, there's not a lot we can do. But then again, maybe God doesn't want to do a lot of things right now. Maybe he's, you know. So, well, people are, ministries are doing all kinds of big things, Paul. What are you talking about? Yeah, well, the devil's ministers are having big business, aren't they? What about the ministers of God? I don't see them yet. Maybe we will yet see them, huh? I look forward to it. I do.